Perikhes Mishadalin. The Cheresh Shota Vakatan, the Cheresh the deaf mute, the Shota the mentally incompetent, and the Katan the child. All these people lack das, and therefore Pigyasan Ra, it's bad news to like scuffle with them. I don't know. Pigyasan is like a, I don't know how to translate properly, like conflict with them, something like that, is bad. Why? Because a Chovul Behen Chayev, if you get into boxing match with a Cheresh, so when you break his nose in the boxing match, you have to pay for his nose and everything else. The hem, but if he punches you and breaks your nose, shechalu b'cherem paturim, they are off the hook from paying anything. Now, ha'eved va'isha, same goes for the eved, meaning the non-Jewish eved kanani, exactly, and the isha, the woman, pigiyah sarah, it's similarly bad news because you punch a woman in the nose or the eved in the nose, you have to pay. But chovul behem chayev. If you heard them, you have to pay. Vehem shechavul bocherim. If they punch you in the nose, paturim. They don't have to pay. Now, why don't they pay? Because they have no money. They have no money. Normally, Evid has no money for sure. Literally, has no money. And the woman, under normal circumstances, doesn't have money. She's supported by her husband, and she doesn't have her own money. You could set up cases where she could have money. We discussed that ksubas, but normally she wouldn't. As you know, I told this many times by the discussion with my wife. She said, "Oh yeah, how many shekels do you have?" They're my shaytals, I told her. Anyways, Avu Mishalman La'acharzman. However, the Eved, when he's freed, sorry, Nisgarsha Isha, the woman when she is Nisgaresha, divorced, Vanishtachrer Eved, and the Eved, when the servant, when he's freed, Chayavan L'Shalem, then they have the Chiv to pay. So, since they were B'nai Das at the time, they had Das, at the time they punched him in the nose, they just technically couldn't pay because they have no money, they're off the hook from paying. But as soon as they have their own money, they come into money because they become freed or divorced, so then they have to pay you. That is now. Sorry, what?
Now.
I was only talking about this last clause in the Mishnah is only talking about the woman and the Eved.
Because they have Das.
Because they have Das. Now, when it comes to the three people who lack Das, so really it says Pigiyas and Ra. The Rambam learns Kipshuto, he says, end the story. My child, when he's 12 years old, punches the nose or destroys your property, sorry to hear it. Have a nice life. You want to sue him? You can sue him, but he's not going to have to pay you. Because when he did his act, he didn't have das. Not culpable whatsoever. End of story. Okay? Now, Rashi learns different. Rashi learns that, indeed, when he grows up, he'll have to pay. When he becomes, unless he's... He'll have to pay for his crime he did when he was a child. That's Rashi Shita. So that's right, and the Orzeru passed it that way, by the way. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber goes at the Rambam. Pater, period. Have a nice life. The Ramah, wait a second, hold that thought. Wait a second. I have no idea. So the Ramah, however, rules that really, he's choshesh for Shita's Rashi, and therefore he says, the right thing to do is when you grow up, if you cause someone damage, you broke their property, or you harm them for the sake of, you know, kapara and tshuva and yeah, being a good guy, you ought to make compensation when you grow up. You should compensate the person for what you did to them. And the Mishnah Berurah passes that way. Then he says, and he extends it even to a ganav and a mazik, if you not just hurt a person but you steal the property, I've been already saying that, or damage their property, even though maker din, you're pater and he cannot claim you and he cannot sue from you, but it's the right thing to do, and you ought to do it. To be lifnim mishuras adin. What that means in English, I don't know. Like, it's over and above. The right thing to do is to go beyond the letter of the law. In that case, and make compensation. You know, right the wrongs that you did as a child, whatever it is, or as a shota or a cheresh. That. Okay. So that's the din for us, Ashkenazim.